إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. أما بعد, we were on the second question of the grave yesterday, which is ما دينك, what is your deen? And I reminded myself and you, let us reflect on what is the answer to this question, because as we said, not a matter of remembering some words, we will only be able to say what we used to do. So what is the meaning of deen? If we have to say deen Islam, which is the correct answer, my deen is Islam, or my deen was Islam. If we are to say that, then what must we have done? In my view, there are four aspects to deen. First one is fulfillment of faraid, to complete and fulfill everything which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made fard. This covers the issues of aqeedah, it covers the issues of ibadat. Whatever Allah has made fard, we fulfill that completely. Second part of deen is the following of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because that is the fabric from which everything else is constructed. The sunnah is the tafsir of the Quran. The sunnah is the methodology of implementation of the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, the second part of deen which we have to do is to complete and fulfill the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Third part of deen is to ensure that we earn, that we basically differentiate between halal and haram. So whether it is earning, whether it is eating, whether it is all our actions, what we choose to do and choose not to do, differentiate clearly between halal and haram and do not make any compromises on that. From the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he said that the halal is clear and the haram is clear, and bainahuma mutashabihat, between the two are the doubtful things. So he said, leave the doubtful thing for that which is not doubtful. So therefore, the point number three is to differentiate between halal and haram in everything we do. So whatever is there, if it is a matter of halal and haram, not everything is a matter of halal and haram, but if where there is a matter of halal and haram, we choose halal and we leave haram, without any excuses, without any compromises in the matter. And the fourth very important matter is that of da'wat and tabligh of Islam, of conveying the message. Now, conveying the message, as I have said many times before, does not simply start and end with talking about Islam. Conveying the message covers the other three aspects of deen. As I mentioned, the first three things which I mentioned, which is fulfillment of faraid, fulfillment of sunnah, following of sunnah, and differentiating between halal and haram. These three things fulfill the first two aspects of Islam, which is aqidah and ibadat. Tabligh and isha'at of deen fulfills the other three aspects of Islam, which is akhlaq, mu'amilat, and mu'asharat. Our manners, our dealings with people, and our society itself. All of these three are part of tabligh and ishaat of deen. This is something that we forget. We think that tabligh means to distribute pamphlets, or tabligh means to go out and invite people to the masjid, or we think that tabligh means to go and talk to people, stop them on the road and talk to them about Islam and so on. All of this is also tabligh. I am not saying that is not tabligh. All of this, if you are telling somebody about Islam, alhamdulillah, this is nothing wrong, and it's something which we should do. Distributing a pamphlet is not haram. Of course, we should do it. There is nothing wrong in distributing pamphlets and books and so on. But unfortunately, we seem to have this mental construct that when we talk about tabligh and da'wat, we immediately think of and restrict it only to these activities, to giving talks, to giving lectures, to doing these things. But that is not the methodology of tabligh and da'wat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba Rizwanullahi alayhim ajma'in. They did not distribute pamphlets, they did not stand and make lectures, they did not stop people in the street and tell them about Islam. They lived Islam. They lived Islam. Their manners were the manners of Muslims. Their dealings were the dealings of Muslims. Their society was the society of Muslims. And that was so attractive that people came into Islam. So therefore, we should not forget this. When we are talking about Tabligh and Dawah, we are talking about living Islam. We are talking about demonstrating Islam in every aspect of our life, which becomes Dawah in itself. When a woman wears a hijab, this is Dawah. When a man has a beard, this is Dawah. When we stand and pray Salah, it is Dawah. When we do a dealing with somebody, and if there is some discrepancy in the transaction, we return the money, this is Dawah. It is one of the most powerful ways of Dawah. I mean, seriously, if you can return money, this is a very big method. People always forget. People tend to have the selective memory. They don't forget what they should get, but they forget what they should give. Or they take and they forget. So if we can have dealings which are clean, where we do not deceive anybody, this is Dawah. If I do something wrong, I apologize, this is Dawah. Right? All of this is Dawah. How I drive on the road is Dawah. First, people look and people see. How we drive on the road, people see. How do we treat our family? This is Dawah. How do we treat our servants? This is Dawah. Every single thing that we do, and we forget this. We forget this, and that is the reason why our Dawah is so weak. Because it is restricted only to talking faces. Just going chak chak chak. That doesn't help. Dawah is everything in our lives. And that is very, very important for us to remember. So therefore, deen is these four things. Fulfilling of faraid, following of sunnah, differentiating between halal and haram, and Dawah to Islam. Covering all the four aspects or five aspects of life as far as the person is concerned. This is Dawah. This is deen. Therefore, if we want to be able to say in the khabar, when we are lying there and the angels come and question us, what was your deen? We will be able to say, my deen was Islam, if we were able to live our deen. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to remember these things more than talking about them. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to implement them in our lives. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open this haqq on us, that implementing these things in our lives is not a burden. It is a great source of joy, it's a great source of enjoyment, it's a great source of benefit for us in this dunya itself. What happens in the hereafter, inshallah, will happen. But in the dunya itself, because a person who lives according to Islam is a person who is going to be highly respected in society, is going to be a person who is highly loved by people, people will like him, will respect him, and so on and so forth. So all of these benefits we get in this dunya itself. Long before what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us. Tell me, who does not like an honest businessman? Is there anybody who dislikes an honest businessman? This is a straightforward thing. Who does not like a person who has a smile on his face? The opposite is true. If you look like, with a grumpy face, people will not like you, but even though you might be a nice person. But a person with a smile on the face, even if he's a scoundrel, the first impression is good. That's how scoundrels actually become successful scoundrels, by smiling a lot. Something which is, who does not like a person who greets people first? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, spread salah. Who does not like a person who says thank you? Who does not like a person who says please? Who does not like a person who says sorry? Who does not like a person who helps others? All of this is Islam. And all of this is Dawah of Islam. And that is the reason why we need to focus on this. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to understand this. Because only if we understand the value of deen in this dunya, are we going to practice this deen on this dunya. Because I think if we forget this, and we think only of the akhirah, and don't realize the value of the deen in this dunya, then the chances are that we are going to become lax in this, and then fall into all sorts of errors. I ask Allah to make it easy for us and to help us to understand the value of this deen, so that when we go into our qabr, inshallah, we will be able to answer this question, which is question number 2. Inshallah, tomorrow we will talk about the third question. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ اجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا رَحْمَ